Chapter 3. Hercules and the Lion. The first job that Eurystheus had for Hercules was to bring him the skin of a giant lion. The lion had been attacking and eating the people of the king's country for many years. No one had been able to kill it. This lion had a special skin which no arrow or other weapon could hurt. Early one morning, Hercules went into the dark woods to find the lion. He had no weapons with him, not even a shield. Behind him was a crowd of villagers. The villagers were sure that Hercules was going to get torn to many pieces. But Hercules was not afraid.
"I am very strong," he said. "I don't need a weapon."
Soon Hercules saw the lion and started to run toward it.
"Yah!"
he screamed. The lion saw Hercules and started running toward him.
"Rah!"
it roared. When they hit each other, the ground started shaking. The villagers ran away in fear. "Poor Hercules," they said. "He was very strong and brave, but he was not so smart, and now he must be dead." After a while, the villagers heard a noise. It sounded like someone whistling. They could not believe what they saw. Hercules was walking out of the woods with the skin of the lion around his shoulders, and he was whistling a happy song. Hercules brought the skin of the lion to the castle of King Eurystheus. However, the king became very afraid.
"Hercules is so strong. Maybe he will try to kill me," thought the king.
So he gave Hercules an even harder task to complete, hoping that Hercules would die.